The Eye Awards are Australia's leading information and communications technology awards, and registration for entries for the 19th Eye Awards closes this Friday. Now, on the line to talk about recognising innovation in technology is Russell Yardley, the chair of the steering committee for the awards. How are you going, Russell?
Very well, Andy. How are you?
Excellent. Now, tell me how you came to be involved with the Eye Awards.
Oh, about 10 or 12 years ago, my company, Acumentum, was a finalist in the Eye Awards, and I've been involved in the AAA for all of that time.
Okay, now this will be the 19th year of the awards. I guess things have changed over the years, but how did the awards originally come about?
The AAA started the awards back in 1994, so this is the 19th Eye Awards, and a couple of years ago we brought the Australian Computer Society and the Piercy Foundation together to make these the premier awards for technology across Australia.
And I understand originally it wasn't open to everyone to enter. It was primarily an industry thing. Is that right?
It started purely as an industry awards program, but as times evolved, especially with the involvement of the Australian Computer Society and the Piercy Foundation, we've opened it up. There are individual and community awards as well that are part of the program.
So who do the awards target? And perhaps maybe you could explain the different categories involved.
Look, the real target of the Eye Awards is innovation, because all of us recognise that, you know, our future living standards are driven by increasing productivity, and increases in productivity come from real innovation. And when you look at innovation around the world, how often do you find that underneath that innovation is a major slice of technology? And so as a technology organisation, we really are encouraging the best and brightest to look at the way in which innovations can be driven by clever uses of technology.
Okay, so I guess the benchmark really is set by previous winners and their achievements. Can you tell us about some of the previous year's award recipients?
Sure. Look, there's been some stunning... I have been a judge on the awards over the last 5 or 6 years.
Okay.
And you just never cease to be impressed by the innovation and the quality of some of the Australian companies that you assess. And past winners include, you know, HealthKit, which really produce an online health diagnostic tool, looking at the cures for disease across the whole world, so that 200 countries around the world can access to their product. You know, past winners, you know, back in 2006, a company that's now an absolute household name, What If. When they weren't a household name, they won the Eye Award for Tourism and Hospitality. So, you know, there's been some terrific companies have got their start, and the ability to use the credibility of the Eye Awards to say, look, here is the Australian industry identifying that my company, my product, is best of breed. It has been highlighted as an Eye Award winner in Australia.
It's certainly credit to the awards that those who have been a recipient of an Eye Award have gone on to then actually make quite a name for themselves.
Well, that's right, because we're part of the Australian Eye Awards are part of the APICTA Awards, the Asia-Pacific ICT Alliance. And the winners of the awards in August will go to December to Hong Kong to the APICTA Awards. And look at how important Asia is to the Australian economy today. And so these innovative companies are able to go and compete against other Asian products and countries and be able to highlight and make connections to that very important growing segment of the world's economy.
Of course, it is very important now. You've got to be global with just about any idea these days.
Well, when you think about the part of the world that we live in, you know, when you look at the growing middle classes across Asia, you are talking about the largest segment of the middle classes in Europe and America over the next 15 to 20 years. So, yes, if you think global. But if I was younger than I am today and starting out, I would be very much thinking Asia. Where does my product, where does my invention, where does my company fit in this very fast-growing part of the world?
Okay, probably at this point worth mentioning, I did say earlier, of course, registration for entries for this year's Eye Awards does actually close this Friday. So what's the process for anyone who wants to enter?
Yes, look, if they go to the Eye Awards website, theeyeawards.com.au, you need to register your intent by Friday, and then you have until the 26th of March to complete your detailed entry to be able to be judged in the awards.
Okay, so there's a little bit of time pressure there just to register your intent for the iAwards. However, the actual awards winners won't be announced until later this year. I think you touched on that before.
Yes, starting in the first week of June, each around the country are all of the state programs. So there is a contest within each of the states, and through June, those state winners are then move on to be the finalists, and the finalists are announced on the 8th of August this year at the iAwards gala dinner.
Brilliant. Sounds like an exciting few months ahead. And of course, for anyone who does want to register to be part of the awards, now's the time to act. You can't really delay it any further. Russell Yardley, thanks again. And here's to a great 19th iAwards.
My pleasure. Thank you very much, Andy.